Tashish Tazria, the Torah tells us, Fuhuva el Aaron Hakohen, O el Echad mi Bonav Hakohenim. And Rashi comments, El Aaron, Xeris Hakosuhu, She'ein Tumas Negoim Vatarosim El Alpi Kohen. It's Xeris Hakosuv, the Torah decrees that both the Tumah of Negoim, Tzoras, as well as becoming Tor from Negoim, Tarosim, is only through a Kohen. And in this respect, Tumas Negoim is different from all other forms of Tumah, both in the fact that the Tumah itself to become Tumah depends on the declaration of the Kohen that he decrees or affirms that he's Tumah, and also when he becomes pure from the Tzavas, the Tahara, it's only through the declaration of the Kohen. And the reason for this is because Negoim come, as Chazal tell us, because of Lashon Hara, Gasas HaRuach, in terms of hubris, and therefore you need a Kohen to declare that he's Tomei. And similarly, you need that he comes before the Kohen to say that this affliction is gone. And that's because this tumor, as opposed to all others, is a function of that he did an Aveira. And therefore, the Kohen is the one to declare that he's Tohar, that he's no longer on the path that he was before of Lashon Hara and so on. Now the Gemara says in Erchin and Daf Gimel, Tanya, Tinek ben Yom Echa Metambim Negoim Dixiv Adam Kiyir Ba'or B'Sava Adam Kol Shehu. Now, why do we need Xeris HaKosov to tell us that even a one-day-old baby is Tomei Negoim? All tumas, if one-day-old baby would come in contact with a mace, all a mace, he would of course be Tomei. You don't need a special Xeris HaKosov. But here you need it because the Negoim come because of Lashon Hara, which something and some sinful activity, which is not possible with a completely innocent baby. And that's why there's a special Xeris HaKosov that he's Tomei. And also the other halacha, the Torah says that if the Tzaras spreads throughout his entire body, V'roha koin v'ni kusa tatzaras es kol b'soro v'tiyar es hanega kulo hafach lavon tohu. If the tzaras encompasses his whole body, so he's toho. And the reason for that is, on the contrary, we'd have thought if it spread so far, he's certainly tummy. But this is because a person can't be completely bad, no redeeming qualities at all. And that's what we find similarly by Sanhedrin. The Gemara says in Daf Yud Zayin, in Sanhedrin, that if the entire Sanhedrin, all every member of the Sanhedrin, paskind that he's chayiv potron osu miyad, he's not chayiv misa, because it's impossible to have a horor where there's no tzad, no argument for his innocence. And similarly, since this is also horor by that requires the horror of the Kohen, that is Tomei, it can't be that there's no redeeming factor at all. Such a horror is impossible, and therefore he's Tohu.